Hello, everybody. It's your girl, KDC. KDC Movement back again. We're going to talk about turning over a new leaf. I understand it's 2021. Some of us, first of the year, we made our New Year's resolution. I'm going to eat better, going to go on a diet, going to do this, going to do that, and yada, 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 yada. However, when we look at everything that is currently going on, and we look at what the phrase really means to turn over a new leaf, you know, it means to basically where you begin to act or behave in a better, more mature way. You want to do better for yourself. Be a better you than what you previously displayed. And when I thought about that, it definitely seems befitting for everything that is going on. Especially with the pandemic, you know, people are losing loved ones, people are getting sick, people have lost jobs. I mean, it's so much going on. And to be honest, we can always sympathize, but sometimes it hits harder when it hits your house. Not saying that you don't sympathize, not saying that you don't try to help and give back and do all that you can. But when it's your house, it's closer to home. So sometimes it's going to feel different. But because it's you specifically. And in these times, you know, it's time out for the games, the foolery, you know, there are things going on, and sometimes we're in a place now where things that we wish we could have said and done, we don't have that time anymore, and, you know, we can't go back and get time. I know, you know, on the movies and everything, we've seen movies about time travel, especially one of my favorites, Back to the Future. But in reality, we cannot go back and get time. We can't go back and relive those moments. That they're gone. And so why not make a conscious decision while we have the chance to do better, be a better be a better you. You've been dealing with hurt and anger for years. Somebody hurt you. They wronged you. They stabbed you in the back. What better time than to let it go? Because to be honest, forgiveness is not for them. It's for us. Because while they're going on about their lives, that unforgiveness is like a virus. It's like an infection that is spreading throughout our bodies. And eventually, it begins to seep outside. Because we eventually begin to become bitter. It becomes evident that we're angry. Nobody wants to be around us because we're always upset about something. Everything begins to get out on our nerves. We're always frustrated. Nothing's ever good enough. But if we would just let it go, forgive, and I understand the process is more challenging than me just saying that. But it starts with simply Psalms 51 and 10. Asking God to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit in us. Over in Matthew, it says, "Come unto me, all ye heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Why should we have to carry this burden when God is saying, I'm here. Hey, look at me. I'm over here. I got it. Just give it to me. Just pass me the ball. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, cast all your cares on him, for he careth for you. I just give it all to him. Just here. You can have it. Take it. I don't want it. Don't need it. It's yours. Turning over a new leaf. Yes, we're a good person with a good heart, but hey, there's always room for improvement. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, God, make me better. I want to be better, better in my walk with you. I want to spend more time in my word. I want to spend more time in my prayer time. I want to get closer to you. I want to be even nicer to people. I want to give back even more. I'm blessed. You've blessed me. I have, you know, the things that I want, the things that I desire, as well as my needs are being met. Hey, God, I want to be able to give more. I want to be able to help more. There's nothing wrong with that. That never means that you're a bad person and that you weren't doing enough. That just means that you want to do more. You just want to do more. Love. Loving each other. Some of us have been angry for years. And it's been so long that we may not even remember what we were angry about. Some of us, we've been praying, and we've gotten tired and weary in the process. But, you know, at this point, how about it's not getting us anywhere. We're frustrated. We're upset. We're at the point where we're angry with God. God, you said it and you didn't do it. And now here I am. That's not getting us nowhere. So why not continue to speak and stand on what he promised? Why not continue to do that? God, you said that I am the head and not the tail. God, I'm the head and not the tail. You said I'm the lender and not the borrower. God, I'm the lender and not the borrower. You said I'm above and not beneath. God, I am above and not beneath. God, you said I'm of royal priesthood. I am of royal priesthood. God, you said it. It's written in your word. So who can tell me otherwise? Because if you said it, that settles it. Who can tell me otherwise? That can prove me wrong, that I am not who you said that I am, that I cannot be or do what you said that I can do and be. Turning over a new leaf, activating our faith even the more. Yes, we believe God. We know God to do. You know, we came up on that faith that grandma taught us where we believe. We never doubt God. We never question God. He's going to do it if he said he would. But sometimes we have to intensify our faith. Ephesians 3 and 20 says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Philippians 3 and 14 said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Through Christ who strengthens me. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom. So I already know that if I'm going after God, and this is still tied into faith, if I'm going after God and I'm pursuing God with my whole heart, with all of my mind, I know that everything else that I want, even my desires, are guaranteed to come. Over in Psalms, it says that he will grant us the desires of our heart. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And see, let's look at that really quick, and then we're moving on. When we look at that scripture, when you begin to delight yourself in God, that there's nothing that anyone can say or do to make you believe otherwise. You know that God is going to do exactly what he said. Everything that you saw in the dream, everything that was prophesied, you know that God is going to do it, and there's nothing that can change your mind. When you're in your quiet time, when you're in your praise and worship, you're excited and you're expecting God to do. Yes, he may not have done it yet, but you just know without a shadow of a doubt that God is going to do it. In this season, My conversation with God was, God, I just want more of you. Just more of you. It, just in my daily life. God, the way I speak, just change my whole dialect, the way I talk. God, the way I think about things, change my thought pattern. The way I carry myself. God, I just want to be pleasing unto you. I want to be the person that, no, I don't have to be all deep and holier than thou. But when people see me, they know that it's something about me. I want to be that type of person, live that type of life, and then be joyous about it. Because it does say that, you know, as being believers, that we shall eat the fruit of the land. I don't have to wait till I get to heaven to reap the benefits of being one of your children, a follower, a believer in you, God. There's a song that Lawrence Flowers sings where it's called More. And it says, I want to give my best to you. I want to do what you ask me to. Wherever you say, I want to go. Say the word and I'll obey. I want to live a life I just want to give you more. So that's my devotion to God. With me turning over a new leaf, I want to give God more. There was a time that I was timid. I was very reluctant on stepping out on the things of God, on standing firm on my faith. And then I began to have to affirm, where it says in the New Testament that God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. I had to begin to speak that scripture where it says, I speak those things that be not as though they were. And the more that I began to speak it, it began to take residue. And the more I believed it, and the more confident I began to feel. And after a while, there was nothing that anyone could say to persuade me regarding these things. So just want to encourage somebody. Just turn over a new leaf. It's never anything wrong with wanting to do better, be better. I love you all. Be blessed.